Lord, only your grace can support us when we feel like utter failures. Please help us to crawl out of our pits and continue to climb the mountain of holiness with you. My dear ones, I've been struggling lately with discouragement because I continue to fail during the day to portion my time out correctly. I am so far behind on correspondence it's almost pointless to reply. So forgive me if you haven't heard from me. I miss you all very much. I love to read the posts and share with you. Forgive me, I've been in way over my head. And pray for me. I do get discouraged when there's just not enough energy to keep up with everything. And it's a suffering, and I know that right now the Lord is calling for suffering, so I have to receive it as such. But the message from yesterday was hard to hear, but here today the Lord is speaking hope, and I thank him profoundly for that. Jesus began, "It is indeed a dark time, but there is hope, real hope. Since your message, there has been a spike in prayers offered to the Father. Do you see you really do impact my people? Don't be afraid to cry out and warn them. Don't be afraid. There are shifts from time to time, Claire. It is necessary to beef up defenses and offensive campaigns against the enemy, and it takes all you have to give. Then there are other times of rest when you can cautiously return to your creative work. I have seen your tears, daughter. I know your struggles. No matter what, I am not giving up on you. Thank you, Lord. Please, Claire, don't give up on me. Look at your past with me. Have I ever let you down? Haven't I brought you into an enlarged territory? Greater than ever before because you did not give up? Boy, I remember those times. You were battle-weary and sin-sick because of your involvement with too many things outside of yourself. The exterior matters little. It is the interior that is precious, and your efforts to go deeper into this place of peace that I shall bless. But do not turn around. Keep going. There is hope, and there is time. Even now there's a wave of repentance and a call to heavy intercession that is sweeping across the world, and my Father is hearkening to these prayers. So I tell you, there is hope. Cling to me. Cling to hope. And it will not disappoint. All of you heart dwellers, increase your prayers for America and for the defeat of the deep state, which is gathering its forces, but now is running into one barricade after another as our Father in heaven has sent out his angels to intercept and sabotage their efforts. They thought they could win the elections by cheating, and no matter how many bogus votes they generated, they lost. They figured, well, now that that's over with, we'll cause riots and destabilize the government. Well, that didn't work either. And for the rest of their plans, there is a God in heaven, and he is sovereign, and the enemy will fail at every attempt until the appointed time. In the meanwhile, work, pray, and fight with all your might. And remember, a man's worst enemy is himself. Do not so much worry about the personal enemies outside of yourself, my love. Worry about your own conduct and strive to be irreproachable and worthy of my name.